Chatzi Avdoi. I would learn this. I'm a Shacha Chatzi Avdoi. If a master wants to free half of his Eved, like it says clearly, I'm giving you a Shtash Shukra, half of you should be freed, and the Eved should still be an Eved. So Yotz L'Cheres, Tainachanami, this Eved becomes half free, he becomes half freed. Why? Because we say, Gitov Yodem Boi Kiyachas. And since you're giving the get to this Shivcha, and she herself is becoming half freed, so she has like half of the Yad to Mekabel her Shukra. So she becomes half freed. So it's good here also that Uber becomes freed. But Viyam, if you want to tell me, Shiura Mishuyer, that the baby is called by a piece, by is called by itself, is not called part of the mother, you could leave over the baby and give its own din on it. Meaning to say, that Uber Lav Yerachimayu, that the baby inside is not called part of the thigh of the mother, but it's called a person by itself, like, if so, when the master wants to free the Uber, says so, Amai Zoxalai, when you give the shtar shikra to the shikra to the mother, why could she receive the shtar for the Uber? To say the Uber becomes freed, for a tiny, but not like this. Nirin, it looks like, this, Sho'evet zoicha lekabel get shikra shachaveroi, miyad rabbi shena shaloi. That one Eved can make another Eved a shliach to accept his shtar shikra from a different master, not from his own master. But v'loi miyad rabbi shaloi. Like if one master owns two avodim, so the master can't give one eved a shtar shichra, he should receive it for the second eved. Because since this first eved is not going out free, he still belongs to the master. So when the master gives it to the eved, it's like still in his rishus. Because the yad eved ki yad rabbi. So a halach of a shtar shichra means you have to put it into somebody else's rishus. So you can't give the shtar shichra to one eved that should help for another eved. Because this first eved is still in your rishus. So as if you tell me now that the mother and the Uber are like two separate people, so when you give the shtar shikra to the mother, to the shifra, since she is still a maid by you, so it's never called the shtar went out of your rishus. So how could she receive the shtar to let her kid be freed? She has no yad lekabel the shtar, because she herself is not being freed at all. El Shramin, it's arrived from this Mishnah they hold, not like Rabbi Yochanan. This Mishnah holds, Im shiur enim shuyur. You want to leave over the Vlad to make it like a kid by itself, you can't do that. But rather, Uba Yerachimayu. The Vlad is called a part of the mother. Therefore, when you give a shikra to the mother, she's the Hoyad, helps for the Vlad. And since you're freeing half of her, so for that half, she has a Yad. Or Tiyuf to the Rebbe Yechanan. That I call upon it from this Mishnah, it's Mashman Allah Rebbe Yechanan. Tiyuf to the Morzen Echanami. Not that Tiyuf to completely the Rishonim say, it just means from this Mishnah, it's Mashman Allah Rebbe Yechanan. This Mishnah holds, Uba is called Yerachima. The Vlad is called the Chilik of the mother. Samara says, now okay, but still, Lema, let's say this Svara, of him Shiura Mishuyer, if the Vlad is called leftover, piece by itself, or not, Tanoi, I'll bring it forward, some Achlikas Tanoim. The Tani will learn like this. Hoimel Shivchasev, a Nesta says to a Shivcha, Harayat Baskaran, I want you to become free, of Lodcha Eved, but I want your Eved, your Vlad, your baby, to remain an Eved. So Locha is Vlad Kamayu. No, the Vlad goes out free. The Vlad is also free the same way she is. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili, these are words of Rabbi Yosi Aglili. V'chachom say, Dvorov Kayomim. No, we listen what the Master said. That Lamaisa, the Shivcha, goes out free, and the Vlad remains an Eved. And what's the reason why? Mishum Shnev, because the Pasuk says, Ho'isha v'ilo deo, t'yel adoneo. That the Isha and the kid remain by the Master. So Gemara says, who's the Pasuk going like? The Rabbanon. The Pasuk is the right to the Rabbanon. It's a kasha. Is this Pasuk the right to the Rabbanon? Like, it's the right to Rabbi Yosi Aglili. To say that the Vlad should be like the mother. The Chomim say, no, the Vrov Chiyom. So this Pasuk is not a right to the Chomim. This Pasuk, if anything, is a right to Rabbi Yosi Aglili. So why do we bring down this Pasuk approved to Rabbanon for? So Gemara says, Amarov Enechnami, Kuro Rabbi Yosi Aglili. That this Mishnah is a right, the Pasuk is a right to Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Tikton, Rabbi Yosi Aglili said, Vlad Kamo, that if the master wants to just free the mother, and not the Vlad, so automatically the Vlad also becomes freed. Shinevikos, the Pasuk says, Oisha vilodeh ti ladeneho. Mashm like this, that bisman shisha ladeneho, when the mother, the shivcha still a shivcha, then Vlad ladeneho. Then her kids, if she gives birth, also remains for the master. But when you free the mother, then the Uber also becomes freed. So see, it's a machlokes if the master frees his shivcha, is automatically the uber also freed or not. So what's the machlokes? So my love, isn't it? Welcome to the argument. Is welcome mitzvagi. Rabbi Yosi savar shiure ain a meshuya. Rabbi Yosi holds they believe over the kid is not called a shiur, that the uber is called yerachima, part of the mother. Therefore, when you free the mother, the whole thing becomes freed. The whole mother becomes freed. For Rabbanan savri no shiure, that the uber is called a person by itself. So therefore, when the master says he wants to free the mother, he is only freeing the mother. But the uber by itself can still remain an evet. Svara says no. Omolok Rabbi Yochanan against like this. Omolok Rabbi Yochanan. The kuliyam, everybody agrees over here. I'll tell you here. Shiura meshuya. That if you want, you could leave over the kid. The kid, the uber is called a person by itself. V'yoch, what's the machlokes over here? V'yoch, behind the time at Yom HaKor, the post says clearly, Ho'isha v'lo de'at, he lo de'neo. Like really, the svar should be let the chachamim. If you want to free the mother and let the uber still remain a neved, you could do it. The reason why Rabbi Yosef really argues is because the Pasuk says, it says, Ho'isha v'lo de'o, ti lo de'neo. So therefore, it's a machlokes hanadash in the Pasuk. But in the din, everybody could be agreed to Rabbi Yochanan that the uber is lav yerachimai. The Gemara says, Elavadai lema kiyaret tanoi. If you want to find a machlokes, I'll find another machlokes tanoim, whether you say it's uber yerachimai or not. Elo the Gemara says, Vadai lema kiyaret takdis tanoim. The Tanya learned like this. Ha shoychet esa chatis. If somebody shechs a korban chatis, umotzobo ben teschai. And you find inside this chatis was pregnant, the keva, and you find inside the kid is 4 months old only and it's alive. So what do we do here? So I think Rashi says the havi meaner is the shekdishim averse. The havi meaner is you are makdish a pregnant cow, let's say, to be a korban chatis. So it says here after you makdish it, you shecht it, and you find inside it a ben tes dalet chai. So Tony Chode, one brisa learns, ein nechel sal zichakuna, that this ben dal, this kid inside the uber has kedusha on it, and only a kohen can eat it, a zachor. Veina nechel sal liyem echad, you can only eat it like a korban chatas only for one day. Veina nechel sal lefnim minakloim, you can only eat it inside the beis hamikdash, inside the azara. El lefnim minakloim, inside the curtains, inside the azara. So this would be mashma, that when you makdish the uber, when you makdish the chatis, you makdish the kid also. Because uber is yerachimo, you schalik dusha on the kid also. For Tanya Yiddich, another price is like this. Necheles the cholodim, no. This vlad inside, anybody could eat it, not only a kohen. For necheles becholmakim any place, necheles the elim, anytime you want, you could eat it. You see, it has no kedusha. Because why? Because you only makdish the mother and not the vlad. So my love isn't tanoi. Here's the machlokes tanoim. The Tanakama sava shiuri ain't a meshuya. Tanakama says no. When you makdish this pregnant cow, you can't divide up the uber from the mother. So the hekdish automatically is like you makdish one whole cow. So therefore the uber is also kaddish. Therefore you can only eat it with the same kedusha as a chatis. Omasava, the next one holds no. The other price holds shiuri and meshuya. You could separate them. Therefore when you first makdish the mother, you only meant to be makdish the mother, not the uber. Therefore, when you shech the mother, the uber inside has no kedusha, you can eat it wherever you want. So you see, it's machlokes tanoim. Someone says, no. Omelach Rabbi Yochanan answers like this. Omelach Rabbi Yochanan. The kuliyam, everybody agrees to what he says. Im shiurya meshuyir. If you want to leave over the vlad, you could. The vlad is lavi erachimayu. Everybody holds like this. Just what's the machlokes tanoim over here then? Vehani tanoi bochimifugi. These tanoim argue like this. Vehani tanoi bochimifugi. The mass of Avlodi Kodeshim, Behaviyosan and Kodeshim. Now we're changing ground. It's not the Pshat that you are Makdish a pregnant cow. Now we're learning the Pshat is you are Makdish a cow. That's all. For a Korban Chatis, whatever it is, you are Makdish a Sira for a Korban Chatis. And then later became pregnant. So Shalur is now the Uber now, since it's like being grown in the Behemoth Kodeshim, when does the Uber become Kodesh? That's the Machlokes. That mass of Vlodi Kodeshim Bev Yosin and Kodeshim. The only received Kedusha afterwards born. That you were Makdish the mother before it became pregnant. And now became pregnant when it was a Korban. So the fourth one holds that the Kedusha is only Chali afterwards born. Therefore now, before it's born, it has no Kedusha, and anybody could eat it. O mass of no. V'lodi kodshim, when the vlad is formed inside the mother of a korban, b'mei imun hen kedoshim, that every little bit that's formed is formed with kedusha. Therefore, if you shech the mother and you find the ben dalin inside, you don't eat it b'kedushas chatis. But because here you only makdish the cow, the behemoth by before it's pregnant. But everybody agrees with Rabbi Yochanan. The boy has another pshat like this, like Kasha. Kan kishegdisha l'soif nesavru. One is where you makdish it first, and then it became pregnant. Senech nami. Then it has no kedusha, because behold, it's only kaddish after it's born. Kan the brayse that says it's also tidit b'shnesavru l'soif ekdeshoi. That first the sira was pregnant, and now you are makdish it for chatis. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you like makdish both of them separately. Therefore, the kedusha is chal upon both of them. Mask of love, Rovo. Mimai, who told you the time of Rabbi Yochanan is im shayim mishuyer that you can leave over the uber is called the piece by itself. Uber the lav yarchimayu. Dilma, maybe I'll tell you how the time of Rabbi Yochanan. This is the reason of Rabbi Yochanan. The yom that he holds like this, that mischaper bishvach hegdish. Maybe he holds you can make kodesh bishvach hegdish. As Rabbi Yochanan started out to say, if you mafresh shechatis muberes v'yoldo, so you could be use either one for kapara. So told the pshat from Yochanan is that lechetchili could be makdish. The uber is uber le'aviyarchim or you maybe no. Maybe the uber by itself you cannot be makdish. Here we're just talking about you were makdish the chatis and then it became pregnant, and the shvach hegdish you could use for korban. If that's a Yochanan svara. All right, turn over. Continue on the other side. Again, the maybe the Tamar of Yochanan is the yol, the odem is chapa b'shvach hegdish. It's not a psul of lat chatis, but you could be mechapa with it. Go to Misa over here, Rashi says. Why? Because shvach hegdish means to say here that you will makdish the mother, and now this chatis gave birth. So he holds if you want to be used of lat for a korban, you could. That wouldn't be the Misa's law. Maybe that's the Tamar of Yochanan. So one says back, no. Omale Ravam Nuno. Reb Lezer Talmid of Rabbi Yochanan. Reb Lezer was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. The Yosef Lekam, he was sitting in front of Rabbi Yochanan. V'lo yahadid lehai shenuye. When the Yosef Rabbi Yochanan this question, he did not answer like it like this, but rather he said his yisoid of uba lav yerachimoy. The Yartamat, you want to tell me over Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan mishum diotim eschav v'shvachegdish? Rabbi Yochanan himself did not answer this way. Mashm Rabbi Yochanan holds you cannot be mischav v'shvachegdish. So again, when you're makdish a seer of rachatis, and the lady becomes pregnant and gives birth, so that's a vlad, is called a vlad chatis, which is lemisa's law, you cannot use it for korban. So pshat over here in Rabbi Yochanan was, lechatchila you are makdish this pregnant seer, so you meant to be makdish both the mother and the vlad for chatis, there is better. It's like two separate chatois, one's lachrayis, so you can have your choice, whichever one you want, you can bring. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be in Mishama Reisu Shlomim? Let's say after you said it should be Shlomim, so Mashma, both the mother and the Vlad, then Nimloch, then you change your mind. So even Rabbi Yossi agrees it's not Chal Oila anymore, only the Shlomim. The Mapshita, like once you are Makdish, the mother and the Vlad, like Vladim Shlomim, Ela Kaleim is the boy Mimloch, like Pshita, like once it's Chal Kedusha Shlomim on the Vlad, how can you change your mind later, make it into an Oila? Like forever can you change your mind? It doesn't make any sense. The kids is like this. That first you said it should be Shlomim. That's it. And then within a second or two you changed your mind and said no, you want the Vlad to be an Oila. So now the time I would have thought to say is Kedibadam even by Kochim. Kamash Mullah, no. We have the Girsa. Vayuni who the command, he was only thinking about it. The Guru takes out this Girsa, but rather just be Kamash Mullah. That by Kochim, we do not say Toich the Dibur. That since first you said you wanted to be a Shlomim. So by saying that Stam, you mean both the mother and the Uber. And then if you change your mind, even Toich the Dibur, here we say you can't change your mind by Kochim. Only by Brochus or the Mitzvahs you can change your mind Toich the Dibur. But by Hegdis, that's such a strong thing. Here the Svar is a person really thinks over before he says it. He thinks for sure 100% what he means. And therefore, if he says it, he means what he wants, and he has the right to change his mind anymore. Now the Mishnah says what's going to be Harezu Tumuras Oila. First somebody has a behemoth chulin and he says he wants this behemoth to be a Tumuras Oila, like he has in front of him a Korban Oila and a Korban Shlamim. So first he says he wants this Behemoth Chulin to be a Tumuras Oila. And then he says a second Lashon of Tumuras Shlamin. So then he says, Harezu Tumuras Oila. You go boss on the first word he said, Tivu Rabbi Meir. Now since the first word he said was it should be a Tumuras Oila, that's it. And once it's Chalad Din Tumuras Oila, it can't become a Shlamin anymore. On this again, Amr Rabbi Yossi says, no. Im Lochem Niskavin Chila. If this person really meant first to be Makdish, this one Behemoth Chulin, to make it into a Tumur Oil and a Tumur Shlom, that's what he meant right away. To make both of them chal on it, say nechanami. Hoyle since, v'yef shalikres b'shem eskachat, he can't say both at one time. But he meant it. So then the locher is dvor of kuyamin. We believe what he says, and not like Rameyah says, tofos lashemishin, we always take the first word first, but no, he meant both, just he can't say both at the same time. So really both are chal. And therefore, take both to the machal. The Rashi says, "How the kedushas oil and kedushas and the kedushas shlamim." So what you have to do is you have to wait till it becomes a bamum and sell it, and with the money you'll have to buy an oil and a shlamim. But vi mishi omar. But if after the person first said tumuras oila, he meant that this behemus chulin should be a tumuras oila. Then nimlach. Then he changes his mind. Vi omar. He says tumuras shlamim. Then pshit even Rabbi Yosi agrees. Harezu tumuras oila. It remains the first thing he said. That's how first is tumuras oila. You can't make it anymore into a second carbon, into a tumuras shlamim. Alright, yeah, we'll stop here. You're holding off Chof Vov and Aleph here on top. Again, what last Mishnah just was, if somebody says Tumuras Oila and Tumuras Shlomim, so it says, according to Rabbi Meir, it's a Tumuras Oila. Because if you say Tofas Lashon Rishon, the first thing he said is meant, that's Chal. Rabbi Yosi said no, that if he meant to make both of them, so both of them are Chal. And therefore, when he said Tumuras Oila and Tumuras Shlomim, really both Kedushas are Chal upon the Behemah. What you have to do is you have to let it become a balmum, and then sell it, and with the money you bring both, you bring taka tumur soil and tumur shlamin. You have to bring both of them. But let's say first he said tumur soil and then he changed his mind, he can't change his mind.